anything else that I ever know about the old hog?
I don't know. I think
now the lights. You told him how to fix them.
No, you just wash the lights and you put them on in a pot and boil them and boil them and boil them. Just boil them down till they get plumb done. Then you can take a knife and just chip them up. You cut them up kind of in small chunks about like that and put salt and pepper and onions in it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And the liver, well, you know about liver.
Mm-hmm.
Fried.
You ever make any liver sausage? Or?
No, I never did make no liver sausage.
And, people ever call that a liver pudding or a blood pudding?
Some places they say to make blood pudding, but I have never remembered that.
Uh-huh.
It ain't been in our country.
That's what I'm interested in. It's what you remembered when you were on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about meat. You eat a chicken, what do you call that thing, that bone that looks like?
Wishbone.
That's the wishbone?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, when you were young, pull the wishbone?
Yes.
What is that?
I didn't know what I was doing. Somehow I get over to one end, I get over to one, we pull it. I yet didn't know what it meant.
What is it? What does it mean? Anything special? If you pull the two of them? Make a wish, or
I don't know what they say so, but I ain't never. You ever know what they say?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear a lot of people say they'd make a wish and pull it, but I don't know.
Whichever one break first, I don't know where they say that wish will come true. Theirs will come true, or what? I don't
they
know.
Say that, they say the one come break first, they wish would come true. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One would have the longest, longest end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to try that. Butter, would you do the same thing now and explain anything that comes to your memory about cows, how you used to feed
them
and milk them, and what you used to make from the milk?
Yeah, we get the cow and we milk the cow and they strain the milk and the cream rise on the milk. And then you set the milk in a warm place where it can turn. And when it turns, when it clabber, then you take and churn it. You get a churn and a dasher and put it in there and churn it till you make butter. And you take the butter off and you use the butter for one thing, the milk for another.
Did you make anything out of the clabber?
No, we didn't ever make anything out of the clabber.
You make cottage cheese. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lady learned me how to make the clabber cottage cheese. Where you take it, cottage cheese, you put it in a thin, you know, like cheesecloth thin, and let it stay in there and drain all that, because you know clabber will create a, you know, water like. Well, let it stay in there and dry. And when it dries out, then you can pack it in something. That makes your cottage cheese.
That's how you make it?
Yes, cottage cheese like this.
I know it made out of clabber milk, but I never did not.
Well, that's the way you make it. Just let it stay in some and dry and drain, where it can drain.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Drain all the water out of it.
How'd you keep the milk cool after you milked? Did you keep it cool in any special way?
No, we didn't keep it cool. We just let it set up there till it turned and churn it.
Meaning after you churn it, you put in a little bean to churn. Well, you
could set it in cold water,
because
it didn't have no
refrigerator or nothing.
No ice box.
We had a tin tub where we do, and go to our pump.
And we would mostly give ours away, you know, to people what didn't have no milk.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd churn every day nearly about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be warm, but when it'd be in the winter time, we'd have to set the churn down by the fireplace so the milk could turn and keep it turning the churn
around. That's right.
Till the milk turned. And then we churn. Well, when we had what we have left, 5 on use, well, we are set that in cold water. Go to pump and pump some water and set that in water, and then we'd give the other to neighbors what didn't have no milk.
Mm-hmm. I see.